views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. So I've been traveling around the world, meeting really cool people, people who are visionaries and speakers and authors, people who are able to move energy. And today I'm pleased to have my guest back again. It is Phil Free. And Phil first began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998. And he has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, his friends, clients, and he feels very strongly that others can also benefit from it. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. And Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. I first met Phil at a seminar in 2008, and we have been working together ever since. And, you know, we've been enjoying working with each other. And so he said, yeah, I'll come on your radio show. And today we're going to talk about revealing the true purpose and of people's true purpose and simplifying it for people, because a lot of people want to know, what's my purpose? Phil, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. It's great to have you on the show again. So,
thank you.
So how are you today?
Good.
Okay. You know, you and I were talking a few days ago about purpose and how a lot of people are asking about that. And, you know, how we were talking about how purpose is, you know, a lot of people, when they think about their purpose, they automatically kind of go to the spiritual end of it. You know, like, what's my purpose for being here in this world? But, you know, we can break purpose down into a lot more areas. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So, yeah, I noticed that when the topic comes up, a lot of people might think, oh, what is my life purpose, you know, in this lifetime? And that's typically, you know, what we think of, and that's, you know, that's fine. And that's one of the things we may want to look at. At the same time, we find that there's purpose to every action we have. There's purpose to the actions we have at work, the you know, purpose in the roles we play in a relationship or in social groups, things like that. So we're going to see that there's purpose really in everything we do just about. And it's really connecting to that purpose and, you know, and the result that we'd like and the reasons why we want to do those things. And yeah, we just get more detail when it comes to purpose and realize that purpose is all around us, not just one thing.
Yeah, no, and like we, a lot of times, people do tend to go right away to the spiritual end, like, you know, what's my bigger purpose for being here on this earth at this time? Having said that, you know, our purpose could be attached to our career and it can be attached, you know, but we were also kind of talking about that, how if we put all the emphasis just on, you know, what I call like kind of the false obligations from society, and we don't look at all the aspects of ourselves, then we might miss some aspects of why we are here on this earth, and focus, you know, more on some and not enough on others. And so that's why we wanted to point out to people that, you know, your purpose is, it comes in many layers. I forgot to let people know that, yes, we are taking callers. If you want to call in today, we are happy to correct energy. That's what we do. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So, Phil, let's talk some more about, you know, how we can break this down and make it, simplify it for people.
Sure. Well, why don't we start with an example is what comes to my mind. I mean, let's take a person, let's say, you know, like maybe, you know, a woman might come up to me, ask what her purpose is. And, you know, maybe I'll, okay, I could say, well, one of your purposes, or, you know, or maybe some psychic might tell her, oh yeah, your purpose is to have, you know, three kids who are going to grow up to be like, you know, powerful men or something like that, or something like that. Well, I mean, so that's just very vague to me. That's just like, okay, well, that's great. So let's say she has the three kids. I mean, isn't there more to her purpose than that? I mean, does she not have to raise them a certain way, or does she not have to be a good friend or wife or whatever else things, or, you know, and how does she interact with her social network? So, I mean, what's her purpose in those areas too, you know? So that's what I'd like to look at too. The purpose in, like, what is my purpose at work, for example? What is my purpose, you know, at school? What is my purpose wherever? So that's what I'd like to look at also, and realize also that there's also greater humanity purpose as well, you know, perhaps, you know, do we ask ourselves that? Is there a purpose to, you know, humanity, and or is there a group purpose? So these are things we look at and talk about, I suppose.
Yeah, and when I get in touch with this, because I get a lot of emails from people, and, you know, or when I'm doing private sessions with people, and they'll ask about this, and they'll feel like they're kind of lost if they don't have like a real clear vision of you know, what that purpose is. And so when we come back after the break, what we're going to do is just break it down further for people and just strengthen anyone who calls in for, you know, to get in touch with that and to be able to sort of break it down for themselves. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Phil Free. When we return, we will share some more ways to move energy and make some more shift happen. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Phil Free. Hey, Phil, before we continue, can you just share your contact information in case someone wants to get in touch with you?
All right. They can email me at whatphil@hotmail.com. That's W-H-A-T-P-H-I-L at hotmail.com.
And we have a caller on the line. We have Julie from Minnesota, so we're going to take her call. And anyone else that wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Do we have you there, Julie?
Yes, you do. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes, I was trying to, I'm just new to this program, and I'm trying to find out a purpose for myself because and help with energy because I'm putting all my energy into caregiving for parents, and now all my focus is on my daughter who is going through a terrible breakup with somebody. So that's where
okay.
I'm at.
So let's just get a. I like to get just so you know when we're energetically shifting this, Phil and I'll work on this together. And we'll just, we just would like to get a baseline for you. Like, so there's two things that you mentioned here. It's kind of, and I can feel that you're in a bit of a state of overwhelm here. So it's going to get you to take a deep breath first and foremost. And just, you know, we'll work on this and we'll get you into a place where you're going to feel better about it. So where is, I like to get a baseline. So when you think about right now, your purpose being caring for other people so much and your daughter having this breakup and having to deal with that along with parents, that's what's coming up. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, you know, it's really, really horrible, and 0 being it doesn't bother you that much. Where are you at right now?
A 10.
Yeah, I'm getting like even 10,000.
Yeah.
So we'll just, Phil, I'm just going to get you to address this.
All right. So yes, I noticed that sometimes as we get closer to some of the more important things, or the more important purposes that we have in our, you know, in our lives, that we also tend to get scared at that at those moments. So a lot of times we find things, or we create distracting situations, or we choose to get involved in situations that basically distract us from, you know, doing what. Fulfilling that purpose, in other words. So in this case, I mean, you know, I don't know the details of, you know, some of the what's going on with your daughter, and I don't need to know, but we're just going to strengthen you to going through that experience at this time, you know, and how that distracts you from looking at yourself. Not necessarily distracts you, but it's just another thing to deal with while you're looking at yourself or looking at your purpose and things like that. So sort of holding a couple of different bags, if you'd like. So it's just, even if it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, I'm just changing the energy around here.
Yeah. Okay. So basically what I was picking up is this overwhelm. And so what Phil's talking about right now is what he's doing is he's breaking it down into smaller pieces, because you've got several things going on here right now at one time. And, you know, actually you're representative of a lot of people that are out there where, you know, we have, you know, we raise our children and we're in this place where we're you know, they're on their own now. And then our parents need our help because they're aging. And, you know, I was in a situation very similar to that with my dad when he collapsed. That was 11 years ago that he passed. But he had collapsed, and within three days, he was, or 36 hours, he was totally paralyzed from head to toe, and, you know, in and out of the hospital for 3 years. And it profoundly changes your life when you have people to look after. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. Like the collective influence around that is huge. It's, you know, a lot of times we kind of wait till we retire and then we're going to have a better life and it's going to be more simple. And then it goes. You know, we have something happen in the family and all of a sudden everything feels like it's falling apart. So we want to really strengthen you to being able to travel at the speed you're traveling at right now on this earth, that you are there for the reason. I can feel a lot of sadness coming up. And so we just want to strengthen you to all the grief that people around the world are feeling and around the, you know, the universe, actually, feeling kind of misplaced or not, or feeling like, you know, too much is, it's coming up energetically that too much is being asked of you at this time right now, that you feel like you're being kind of chopped up into a lot of little pieces here. And so I'm going to work on that. And Phil, what else are you getting?
All right. I'm getting a few things. So, rather than mention them all, I mean, I feel like we should just ask, how are you feeling now? Do you feel any different?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so let's just see if we can adjust that even more. All right, so right now, yes, you know, Chloe's right about there's grief, and so just allowing yourself to let go of the grief, all right? So just also for you, I'm just getting there's some, like, sort of overcompensating energy, if you like you pick up the slack for others, and sometimes if they don't get the work done or something like that. And okay, so in other words, we're just going to strengthen your daughter to handle her life, also handle her choices and everything she created in her life, and take responsibility for it, and also become wiser from it, grow from it, so she doesn't have to go through these experiences again, and also be strong so that, you know, it's not such of a burden on you. Even though I'm not trying to be insensitive about her or about her situation, I just, it'll be strong and it'll be to her benefit too when we change the energy, so that she can be strong and take responsibility for what she's created, and also then she will consciously create something different in the future. And that's what
that's the important thing. So we're going to strengthen that, because can I just ask, how old is your daughter?
She's 23, and she was with this young man for 7 years, so she thought this was going to be the one, and talked about marriage as of back in just July, about in the next couple of years. And she, in my opinion, she got her job and he's still in college, and then everything just fell through.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to strengthen that this situation, like for you, it's multiplied for you, because I'm getting your concern for her. You know, a mother's worry is actually the very worst thing for a child. So we want to strengthen you that every single time you have a thought about her from now on, you're going to be strengthening her with your thoughts. And we're going to take this experience that she's going through. And that's all this really is. It's an experience that your daughter is going through. Many people go through this experience, you know, thinking that they've met their life partner or whatever. What happens is for a lot of people that meet someone that's a significant other, what happens is a lot of times we have karma with that person. Karma being, like, not good or bad, but we have maybe some issues to resolve from other times in space. And so we want to strengthen that. You know, any debt that she owes him, any debt that he owes her is paid in full, that there's no need to suffer or struggle with it. There's no need for either of them to keep paying the price. And I'm getting that for this situation, we take the emotion out of it. We strengthen the internal boundaries of this relationship, the love that they have for each other, and then also any guilt and shame that's coming up. You know, it's just coming up that, you know, sometimes, and this is interesting because we were, you know, we're talking about purpose and what was the purpose of this relationship. A lot of times people feel that, you know, they're in a relationship with someone and that the purpose is to get married to them or to be with them for the rest of their life. But there can be underlying factors here. And I'm getting that the purpose of this relationship was just to, you know, strengthen her at that time. And now it's a very good thing. You know, it's not good or bad so much, but it's not a bad thing or a good thing that they're not together. It's sad. It, you know, it's making her feel sad inside. But in actual fact, I'm getting that this is, you know, the relationship is pretty complete right now. And so sometimes we'll, you know, we'll complete karma with someone, and then the relationship that we thought was so important to us, we just let it go. And so the important thing here is that your daughter, we're going to strengthen her to let this relationship go with, you know, clarity, with love, like rather than with fear is what's coming up. And we just strengthen that for her so that, you know, she doesn't have to label this horribly bad thing. This is just an experience that she's going through. And we're going to strengthen her that, you know, the next relationship she gets, the next relationship that she has with a man, with a partner, is going to be even stronger because of what she has, you know, experienced with this man. And so we just get that really strong and clear anything between you. Cause I mean, you're so angry with him right now. Like you don't want your daughter being hurt here. And so, you know, it's kind of like you can really feel a lot of this mama bear energy coming out. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, you know, you can let go of the anger yourself, so that every time that you have a thought about this man and you have a thought about your daughter, that you actually strengthen them to let go of this relationship or improve this relationship, as the case may be, with every thought that you have, rather than adding to the problems that are in the relationship. So we just strengthen you to that. We need to go for a quick break. So if you hang on over the break, it's about 3 minutes, we will, Phil and I will continue to work on you. And when we come back, we'll see how you're feeling. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call if you want an opportunity to have some energy cleared. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sail away on the Black Island Ferry. Take a trip back to carefree times. Leave today, Black Island awaits you. Just leave your troubles behind.
Magnificent beaches are here today.
Young and old come here to play.
So much to see, so much to do.
Or just lie in the sun all day.
Sail away on the Black Island Ferry. A trip back to carefree times. Leave today, Black Island awaits you. Just leave your troubles behind. Sail away on the Black Island Ferry.
Get there fast on our high-speed ferries from Point Judith, Newport, and Fall River.
Come with me to Black Island.
Call toll-free 866-783-7996.
Sail away on the Black Island Ferry.
Or go to blackislandferry.com for schedules and rates.
Come with me to Black Island.
Choose the Block Island Ferry.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Feel Free here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We have Julie here. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Julie. I just wanted to check in with you. When you think about your daughter now, how does it feel to you? Does it feel the same or does it feel different?
It feels different.
Yeah, your daughter shifted a lot. We were working on this, Phil and I, through the break. And, you know, it's about, Phil, you explain it because you said it so eloquently to me on the break.
Okay. Well, a lot of times when people are, you know, freshly broken up or whatever, a lot of times we want to take on the jaded lover kind of, you know, mentality or attitude. And I would just like to remind anybody this happens to that, you know, it's not necessarily what we want in a relationship that's wrong. And sometimes people want to get jaded, like, oh, you know, I tried, I gave myself, I opened myself up to this and it didn't work. Now I'll never do it again. I would just say it's not necessarily the desires that are weak. It's the wisdom with which the people make the decision. So again, I would say to your daughter, don't let go of what you want in terms of relationship. All that is fine. It's just be more wise going into it next time.
There we go. And now she will be. And we're going to, and you know, what we were doing is energetically strengthening that for you, Julie, that, you know, you're not going to worry about her now. You're going to strengthen her with every thought about her. I'm a mother of two daughters. So, you know, I've been there, done that with, you know, myself. I've had my breakups over the years and also, you know, seen my daughters go through it, not just with, you know, like with romantic partners, but also with, you know, friends and things that happen in school, et cetera. So we'll just strengthen you that every time you have a thought about your daughter, you're automatically just going to strengthen her. You're going to feel your heart and, you know, clear the energy in your spine, but feel the love that you have for your daughter and all the beauty that you see in her. And so you can reflect that to her rather than a mother's concern or worry. That's going to strengthen her every single time you have a thought about her. So I just would like to check in with you again now, because I just want to address how you yourself are feeling now.
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. It didn't help talking, and I do feel the energy changing.
Okay. So if you were to give me a number now, where would you be at?
4.
A 4, that's pretty good. So we're going to strengthen that 4. Phil, any last shifts that you would like to talk about here for Julie?
Okay, yeah. I'll just say that also, you know, a difficult aspect, and I'm a parent too, and I also have daughters, so I know how it goes. They're not quite at the age where they're breaking up yet, but
Phil has four daughters, so he's an authority.
You know, so I noticed, even, it's a difficult thing, and I'm saying that I'm a master at this by any means. It's an everyday challenge, but I do notice that, the more our kids grow up, the more it's important also to, have a degree of letting go as a parent. And part of that is not letting go just blindly, but is knowing that if we've really been attentive, you know, through the younger years, and that we've done our job, that we can trust that they will do their best with what we gave them. And ultimately it's up to them to make those choices. And that, you know, all we can do is trust in the job that we've done. And obviously if we feel we haven't done the job or we haven't done a good job, then yeah, maybe it's time to, you know, put in a few more words of advice here or there where we get a chance. But yeah, you know, I'm getting in your case, you know, just, I would say, don't worry about her so much. Like Colette's been saying, I would say that instead, that's a thought that doesn't strengthen her. Instead, you know, maybe the thought that would strengthen both you and her is saying, you know, if you have a thought that you want to worry about her, just remind yourself, like, no, I did a good job raising her. She's a smart woman. She's going to figure it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's always cleanup with parenting. I was just thinking about while you were talking, Phil, about, I had this client one time, and this woman was like going on and on about like how her life, like she just hasn't done this and that, because she's always, her whole life, she just always put her children before her, you know, and like, well, I can't do that because of my children. And I finally asked her, you know, how old are you? And she said, 84. And I said, well, how old is your youngest child? And she said, 60. And I said, well, that's a man, not a boy. So, you know, there's a certain point, like at what Phil is saying, where, you know, we have to recognize that. And I've just gone through this with my daughters in the last few years, where we recognize that we're not their mommy so much anymore as we are their mother. And we're, you know, a source of wisdom and guidance. And, you know, of course, we love our children, but there comes a certain point where we have to allow them to, you know, step out on their own. And they are going to make choices that sometimes are painful here and there, but we'd strengthen that, you know, that the next choice that your daughter makes is going to be a stronger one. And then also on the other end of it, I'm picking up for your parents, which is strengthen you, that you're going to not feel so much sadness around that situation also. So seeing your parents deteriorate is weakening you. So we just want to strengthen that for you. Getting it from both ends right now is what's happening, is what's weakening you. And so we're going to, every thought you have about your parents also, about being strong to the situation that they're in and being strong to being their caretaker. If you're going to be their caretaker, that you're able to do it and have strength in yourself is what's coming up. So physically, we want to just get you really strong here, that you can handle everything, that you're not going to fall apart is what's coming up. So we just get you really, really strong there. And I just would like to check in with you one more time where you're at with that right now.
It's probably down to a one.
Yay, good. Your energy really feels like it's really moving here. And so we're just going to have that, have you understand, because I know you've never called into the show before. And, this is the shifting that you're experiencing right now. You're going to notice that throughout your day now. And, you know, in the next upcoming days, that, you know, you're sometimes going to go back to the old story. But we're going to strengthen you that you're automatically going to let that go and go to a place where you're strengthening yourself, your daughter, your parents, up and down the family line. Phil, any last words for Julie?
Sure. Just going to strengthen her to change. Change is happening all the time, every day. And again, so, you know, even bringing it to, okay, you are now a changed person thanks to this information. I mean, some people have a problem with that. Let's make it so you don't have a problem with that. We're a changed person if we choose to be every day, you know? So are we accumulating the knowledge and using it to become wiser people, or are we just, you know, forgetting everything we learn every day? You know what I mean? So no, she's going to be integrated with what we've corrected, and, you know, you'll live with this knowledge and, you know, expand on this knowledge in the future.
Awesome.
Okay.
So, Julie, thank you so much for calling in. All right, just checking in with you. Where are you at now?
Probably a zero.
Good. Okay. So, you know, feel free to email me and let me know how you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you, Phil. Thank you.
So, yeah, thank you. So, Phil, I was just, you know, a lot of energy was just coming in because, you know, there's a lot, I just noticed some signs around the city that, you know, a lot of children were starting school today or started school in the next few, you know, in the last few days or are starting next week. And, you know, purpose comes up, you know, educational, that's coming up big time right now for me. So, how, you know, when it comes to education and why we're educated, let's talk about that.
Sure. Okay. Well, again, this would be a great thing to apply purpose to. I mean, what is, I think, or it seems to me, and I don't know who would give me a clear answer right now if I asked, you know, what is the purpose of education? I don't know which person in the education field would have a very clear answer for me. I do very much sense that we are a little bit disconnected, that we're very disconnected even from our purpose and the educational purpose as well. So, I mean, what is it? I mean, I don't know that I'm the authority, but to me, we want to, you know, to me, education would be to open our minds, you know, make us more aware human beings. Part of it would be also learning how to work in social situations with others, with other peers, and also, you know, authorities or whatever it might be. So there are many things as far as what is the purpose of school. Right now, it seems like it's babysitting more than anything else. And that's probably a shame. So not every school, luckily, and happily speaking, and I don't feel that way about my daughter's school. But at the same time, there are a lot of schools that unfortunately are kind of, you know, they would never admit it to themselves, but I've heard teachers in the education system say so much, so it's kind of sad.
Okay, so we're going to, when we come back after this next break, I would really, really like to address this because we have so many kids going off to school, some for the first time, some are changing from, you know, going from elementary school to high school. There's just, I'm just feeling a lot of energy and the parents, you know, there was this commercial and it, you know, I always laugh because it was like, you know, to Christmas music and that this is the most wonderful time of the year as when the kids go back. But there's a lot of, I'm getting a lot of weaknesses that you and I would like to address energetically when we, after the break, for just the general population and all of the kids going back to school now and for the parents and for the teachers and for everybody in the system. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. And I've got my guest here, Phil Free. We'll be right back to shift some more energy.
Sophie, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophy, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and my guest today is Phil Free. We've been joining forces to clear some energy for all of you listeners out there. It is the first day of school for many people, in the last few days and in the coming days, and I was just saying to Phil that I can feel, we're talking about purpose, I'm feeling a lot of energy coming in about education, educational experience. Experiences. And I'd like to do kind of like a group shift for everybody that is sending their children off to school and is also for the children and the teachers and everybody involved in the educational system so that it's strong for everybody. What was coming up for me right away, Phil, is that when we send our children off to school, a lot of times, you know, like whatever age they're at, when we see our children at age 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, we can get triggered back to our own educational experiences when we first started school. And, you know, so do you want to just talk a little bit about that?
All right, sure. Well, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, for some people, you know, for me, you know, those things I didn't understand or I did understand. I mean, so like I went to a school I liked initially as, you know, my first school I ever went to, I enjoyed it and it just seemed like that was fine. And then my parents transferred me to another school. I didn't like that one as much. And so, I mean, I know the effects of like when you don't like your school, when you're at a school that you don't like, I know that affects, you know, certainly affected me for a long time. At the same time, I mean, you know, I look into why that is. I mean, there's various factors, and some of the things I didn't like about the school were not necessarily things that I think, you know, were terrible or are terrible today, but in other cases, some things I do think were pretty not great, you know, still I think they're not great. So, I mean, all that to say that there's a lot of different people I know, you know, through my friends, some people who went to the same school as me really liked it. Some others really didn't, you know. So, I mean, there's all kinds of attitudes that people have and things. So whatever it is, we want people to be strong, whether you're a shy kid, whether you're a social kid, whether you're, you know, in between or whatever, or, you know, so we're just going to strengthen the different people, the different personalities, the different things, you know.
like what I was when you were talking about that, what I was just picking up around that is that, you know, even if you have a child that's really outgoing 1 year and then all of a sudden they become shy, a lot of people are get concerned about that. And it's actually really normal when you think about it that children, you know, that as we're growing and as we reach different ages, that we're going to our personalities are going to shift somewhat. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody. And I'm getting getting really strong to the children who the boundaries that are at home to the boundaries at school. If those boundaries are really different, if it's very different at home from school or very different from school at home, quite often if the external boundaries are weak in the body, soul, and spirit triad, what will happen is people will go really weak energetically to the thought of, you know, of their children going to a particular school. And we might have karma with some of the other students and with some of the teachers, the principal, even all the way to the administration. So we want to strengthen that up and down. And I'm getting for a lot of energy coming in for the teachers. You know, a lot of them have also had probably negative experiences while they were teachers or while they were students, you know, and going to university and all of these other things. So we want to strengthen that for everyone. What else are you picking up, Phil?
Right. Well, you kind of took the words out of my mouth with bringing up the teachers, but we're going to take that to the next step with the principals, the rest of the staff. So we want everybody in the whole school to function as a team, you know, from the janitors to the principal, you know, all the students, the parents who pick up the students, the guardians, the caretakers who carpool, the bus drivers who drive to school. I mean, we want all of that working as a team, you know, and we want everybody to be strong to each other, you know, and the whole community to be strong. So I'm going to strengthen it from the, you know, from top to bottom, bottom to top. And then so even the principal is not necessarily your top, you know, and then you got other, you know, authorities in the educational field, you know, in the government and et cetera, et cetera. People who mandate the programs for the school, the curriculum. So we're just going to strengthen them too, them back to the students so they can be connected with the students, you know, and the students can be connected back to them, and the curriculum can be connected to the students and the students back to the curriculum, and those, you know, what they learn from the curriculum can apply to life, and then they can, you know, those are helpful things for them in life that enhance their lives and therefore enhance the world because they become better citizens, wiser citizens, do better work and smarter people and you know, get along better with each other. So that's where you see really so much of it does start with the school system. So if we clean up this school system, you know, the future is in good hands, you know. So
And I'm also picking up too, like there's such a difference, you know, when we're in the daily routine of like being on vacation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then all of a sudden our daily routine, like there's a lack of daily routine generally more for the children when they're out of school and then getting into back into the routine. So we want to strengthen that the daily routine changing. We do have Joanna on the line from Poland. We could maybe take a very quickly
sure.
This call. Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Joanna, are you there?
Hello, Colette. I'm calling in because I just wanted to say something about schooling and education, because whatever you said today, it seems very true for me. I hated my school, and just because of that, I'm homeschooling my daughter, another daughter today. So
okay.
I just wanted to say that we it feels like we're on constant holiday because we don't have really a plan for teaching. So we mostly work on our passions, and I'm sort of repeating the school time with her. So maybe I would like to suggest that not all children are going back to school. Some are staying at home, and it would be
okay,
nice
so
to
let's
get some
strength.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, I did homeschooling too for a couple years, you know, so I know all about that too. And so we're just going – you're right. We're going to strengthen all those kids too. We don't want to exclude them, you know. So the same thing. I mean, whether the education happening between school and kids or whether it's happening between parents and kids, that education is always there regardless of school. So let's just strengthen that education as well. And then I'm going to strengthen the parents to the kids to the parents, and then also did the parents' issues. Like, she had seemed to have a little concern in her voice or whatever that, you know, oh, well, I didn't like school. So maybe there's a little underlying concern that, oh, I don't want to put my issues on my kid. Yeah. So we'll strengthen all the past karmas, all that, what your experience doesn't have to be your kid's experience, et cetera, et cetera. I went through that myself, just so that lady knows. So, you know, Joanna, I went through all that with, you know, and I was accused the same thing of, you know, oh, putting my issues with school onto my daughters and stuff like that. But, you know, it's all worked out for the best now, and we're going to strengthen the whole situation for all of us.
Yeah, and get you strong too. You know, would you prefer to have a little bit more of a structure in your day?
Yes, that's it. I mean, she's only 8 at the moment, so we're it's not a big issue because we're a little bit ahead of the with our with the.
Curriculum.
Curriculum. Yeah.
Just addressing that for you, because Joanna, we are pretty much out of time here, and so I'm just going to get Phil to be working on that, and we'll just, you know, you can email me and let me know how you're doing. Just wanted to let people know that if you want to contact me, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. Mark Kettenbach and I are also going to be in Vancouver this coming September on the 10th and 11th. We have free demos in Vancouver, and then the seminar on the weekend, the Energetic Upgrade. It's Relationship Rescue. We also are going to, I'm going to be on Dr. Pat's radio show on September the 9th. Looking forward to that. Phil, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you, all the callers, for calling in.
Sure.
Bye for now. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sail away on the Black Island Ferry. Take a trip back to carefree times. Leave today, Black Island awaits you. Just leave your troubles behind.
Magnificent beaches are here today.
Young and old come here to play.
So much to see, so much to do.
Or just lie in the sun all day.
Sail away on the Black Island Ferry. A trip back to carefree times. Leave today, Black Island awaits you. Just leave your troubles behind. Sail away on the Black Island Ferry.
Get there fast on our high-speed ferries from Point Judith, Newport, and Fall River.
Come with me to Black Island.
Call toll-free 866-783-7996.
Sail away on the Black Island Ferry.
Or go to BlockIslandFerry.com for schedules and rates.
Come with me to Black Island.
Choose the Block Island Ferry.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com. Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.